Most Americans have heard of the winter Washington's men endured at Valley Forge, but few, it seems, have heard of the story of Morristown. Yet it's the story of Morristown that was equally, if not more, challenging. It's today's feature on the American Countryside.
Morton Buildings, the best in the construction business since 1903. If you're ready for a new farm storage facility, insulated workshop, hobby garage, horse barn, or custom home, Morton will provide the building you'll be proud to call your own. Contact us today during Building Value Days. It's the biggest sales event of the year. Don't miss the opportunity to get the best building at the best price. Find the building of your dreams at MortonBuildings.com.
Whether you are a serious collector of antiques and the classics or just love old farm machinery, Machinery Pete's Classic Tractor Price Guide is the one resource you'll enjoy. This book is jam-packed with prices, facts, and stories about all kinds of antique and classic farm equipment from the early 1900s to 1978. For only $29.95, you can use Machinery Pete's Classic Tractor Price Guide as a trusted and valuable resource in pursuing your antique iron passion. Call 877-847-9599 or visit shopfarmjournal.com.
It was one of the most difficult winters George Washington's army faced, and Tom Winslow at Morristown National Historic Park speaks of it.
We are the story, like Valley Forge, of winter encampment. 10,000 men need a place to stay for the winter.
Washington's 10,000 men camped here, near what had been a burg of just 250 people, called Morristown.
That's sort of like the fifth largest city in the whole United States. So the only sensible thing to do, basically, is stay put if you want to keep an army. And so you need a place that's close enough to the enemy to keep an eye on him, far enough away to be relatively safe. Washington, for most of the war, keeps his eyes on the main British base of operations, which is really New York City.
Washington's army spent many winters in the area, but it's one in particular that Winslow often speaks of.
The main winter we talk about, and we have the very house he stayed in, is the winter of 1779-1780, and that's the really bad winter of the American Revolution.
Valley Forge is often believed to have provided the worst of winter weather. The weather was worse at Morristown. The army was just more experienced by the time it arrived here.
And so at Valley Forge, they had to learn for the first time, how do you take care of as many men in the winter as you have to care for in the summer? And clearly they weren't experienced in doing that. And regretfully, it's not weather, it's due to inexperience and disease that something like 2,000 men die. Now, this is the second winter after Valley Forge. The war has gone on almost 5 years. But you've got more veterans.
More of Washington and the winter of 1780. Next time, as we travel the countryside. In Morristown, New Jersey, I'm Andrew McCrae.